Hallelujah.
My name is BJ Smith.
Hallelujah.
I remember my childhood. I remember by the age of about 5 or 6, that's when I was just a runner.
God bless the child.
I used to run and just buy drugs for my parents.
Who suffers?
Both of my parents were crackheads.
Hallelujah.
What do you call a place where every day...
Come on, man. You can't do this. Are you crazy? Join a gang?
6 kids are murdered by firearms.
Drive-by, get down!
7 kids commit suicide.
I could scream! But what would change? This dirty street? This poison rain? To you it's hell. To me it's home. 'Cause it's my world. Yeah, mine alone.
Every day, 581 kids are arrested for drug abuse.
By the time I was 9 years old, I had just started drinking brandy and beer and cigars. By the time I was 11, I started smoking weed. By the time I turned 14, it was just acid.
How much you got?
No, man, look, I got $10 right
That's
here,
all you
man.
Got?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do my thing.
I just love smoking ganja. I told myself I'd never stop smoking weed till the day I die.
Every day, 1,923 babies are born into poverty.
Please tell me you bought groceries. Please don't tell me that our child went hungry and unsupervised again because you spend all of your time and our grocery money in that bar.
I really, really felt I was on top of the world. You know, I wasn't raised in church. I didn't know God. If anything, I used to talk about people who believed in God. If you carried a Bible, in my eyes, you were weak. You needed help.
Are you dead? Is your God dead? Where's this heaven? This place you said? Where angels walk on streets of gold, when all I see is what's below.
Every day, 8,767 children are subjected to abuse and neglect.
Stop your finger!
What is the matter with you, girl? You don't know what hurt is. I'll show you hurt.
No!
What do you call such a place? The Invisible One-Fifth call it home. They are America's children.
Joey's father talked a good fight, but his abuse rarely went beyond the verbal, so Joey was able to get him home with no damage. At least no physical damage.
Okay, Pop, we're home. Have a seat.
Everything would have been fine if you hadn't come. Where do you think you're going?
Upstairs, to bed.
What's the matter with you, huh? Don't you ever embarrass me like that again in public. You're filthy and you stink. You're nothing, kid. You'll always be nothing. How'd I wind up with such a loser for a kid? Look at me when I'm talking to you. What are you looking at?
He's looking at me.
Maggie.
Come here, Joey. You okay?
Yeah.
All right, then. You run along to bed now.
Hey, I'm not done talking to him.
You said enough, Andrew.
Upstairs, Joey curled up on his bed, listening.
What's the matter with you?
I am working my fingers to the bone trying to keep food on the table, and you're not helping this family one bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop fighting.
Well, I've got a job, too, you know. I work just as hard as you do.
You're at a brewery. You drink all day at work, then you go out with your buddies and drink every penny you've earned.
Please stop fighting. I'll be good.
I heard enough of this.
Why can't you be a man, Andrew?
I am a man.
You're nothing. You're just a bum like your friends.
Hey, I don't have to take this.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Hit me? Go ahead. You'll be in jail before you know what hits you.
Please, I promise. I'll be good. Please stop.
You're asking for it.
Get out of my house, you no good bum.
The people of the Salvation Army are moved by the plight of these children. They're determined to take action to break the cycle of despair and to bring hope. That's what the Salvation Army's new initiative, Hope Share, is all about.
Can you feel the silent cries of a soul in need? Underneath the city lights, their altars in the street.
I still don't know how my mom and dad did it.
I mean, growing up in the inner city of D.C. with all the temptations and the trappings of inner city life.
Michael Tate, the lead singer of D.C. Talk, doesn't need a crash course about the problems at-risk children face in U.S. cities. He lost his sister to AIDS in 1997 after she got mixed up in drugs. And one of his brothers is in jail for drug trafficking and assault. That's the reason why Michael Tate was receptive when the Salvation Army asked him to write and record a song and music video for the film Altars in the Street.
Hope Share is a conduit, a catalyst for anyone who wants to get involved in seeing the youth of our nation taken out of at-risk situations. So Hope Share is very, very important to me.
The fundamental purpose of Hope Share is to intervene in the lives of America's children at risk, to offer them a safe place where they can feel good about themselves and be good to others, to break the cycle of despair and share the hope of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in.
Commissioner Joe Noland, territorial commander of the Salvation Army's Eastern Territory.
On September 11th, a tragedy affected this country.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning.
When those planes plunged into the World Trade Center, everybody witnessed it.
I looked out my window and the second World Trade Center just went into flames.
It was a horrific event, but there's another ground zero out there. Statistics tell us that there are 5,000 children who die each year in this country as a result of abuse and neglect.
You grab your stuff and you get out of here, you bum.
Man, if I'm a bum, it's because you're my dad.
It's just as horrific as what happened on September 11th, but it's not as visible. It hasn't penetrated our barrier of emotional immunity. And this is what we want people to grasp and to understand in this country. Some unconscionable things are happening right in our own backyard. And so out of that desire to do something about it, this whole concept of Hope Share was born.
This year, Hope Share will launch 6 one-hour radio specials, including full-length drama and a public service announcement campaign. You'll hear stories of kids whose lives are being changed forever.
Mrs. Espinoza saw the potential in Annie and took her under her wing. She helped Annie with her schoolwork, got her involved in activities at the church, and even helped to get her mother off of drugs and away from prostitution. And as Annie grew, she blossomed into a lovely young woman with a bright future.
Mama! Mama!
What? What is it, Annie?
It came. My letter from New York University. Oh, I can't open it. I'm too nervous. You read it.
Okay, let me see. Oh, you got it!
I did it! I'm going to college!
Oh, but baby, I don't know how we're going to afford it. My job down at the bank, it doesn't pay enough.
It's okay, Mama. Mrs. Espinosa and I already figured it out. I can get grants, and if I major in social sciences and agree to go back to Hope Street Community Center and work after graduation, they'll pay for my books and housing.
Well, it looks like you're going to go to college.
Yes, I gotta go and tell Mrs. Espinosa the news. Bye, Mama.
Bye, honey. Oh, my baby is going to college.
For information on how your station can partner with the Salvation Army in bringing the Hope Share message to your city, contact West Star Media Group at area code 719-536-9000 or visit weststarmediagroup.com. Together, we can make hope happen.
Hope Share is not just a Salvation Army thing. It is a God thing.